Hi, let's start off with a simple question. What's your name?
My name is Christy Sauceda.
And how do you spell Sauceda?
S-A-U-C-E-D-A.
Okay, so you spell it S-A-U-C-E-D-A.
Correct.
Okay, and what is your age?
I'm 19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you currently live?
I live in Garland, Texas.
Okay. And do you have any struggles that you've been through recently?
Yes, many. right now, I'm struggling with balancing, managing a business, and being a full-time student.
What's the name of your business? Like, what do you sell?
The name of my business is Amora Mexico. We sell, it's hard to describe a little bit. We sell, like, everything that's, like, hand-embroidered. I, like, dress, typical, like, Mexican dresses, shoes, decor, accessories, and basically that's what I sell.
So, like, why did you decide to start selling hand-embroidered stuff from Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Many reasons. Well, first, I just graduated from high school, so I needed a job, and I decided to start my own business because it would be easier to, I can, like, if, with my business, I can, like, schedule my own hours, and yeah, so I wouldn't get in the way of school. And I decided to sell Mexican clothing items because I love my culture, and I've been starting to travel more to Mexico, and every time I go, I just fall in love with Mexico, hence the name Amor a Mexico. And I guess I wanted to kind of, like, have, it was, I wanted to show people, like, Mexico and its culture, and I guess a good way to do that is by selling, like, traditional clothing items and stuff that's made by people, talented people in Mexico.
So you mentioned that you started your business just out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
I was 18. I turned 18 in March, and I started my business in about June.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you also said that it allows you more time and flexibility.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Are you a full college student, like full-time?
Yes. So I'm taking 4 classes. At the same time, my mom helps me out a bit, but mostly I do everything myself in my business. So, like, I manage our Instagram page. I manage our Facebook page. I manage... I'm the one that's, like, helping customers, like, at the location.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that, it's just a lot. I do everything myself.
You do everything. So you mentioned that you run the Facebook page and Instagram, social media.
Social media, yeah.
Do you also have a store where you, like, sell the clothing?
Mm-hmm. It's not really, like, a store. Since I'm a full-time college student, if I did have a store, I would have to run it, like, I would have to be working there, like, every day and work long hours. And I don't have, I'm still a small business, so I don't have, like, the money to pay someone to be there while I'm at school. So I just have, like, a small office where I have, like, the clothes and all that stuff where people can shop in person. And, yeah, I just put my own time, like I say, I'm open today from, like, 12 to 4, blah, 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 stuff like that.
So how much time do you dedicate to your business? About...
Too much.
A week of too much.
Yeah.
How much would you say?
A week. Oh, okay, so honestly, can I use my calculator?
Yes.
Okay, so I open for like 5 hours, 3 times a week, and then for 8 hours one day, so that's 23 hours. Plus, honestly, I have no idea because once I get home, I still work because like when I get home, I still get messages on social media. I get people that, like, want something to get shipped, so I have to go home and package it. I honestly can't say, like, a specific number, but definitely it's, like 60 hours a week or more.
60 hours. So you would consider this to be, like, a full-time job?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
But it's also on your own time.
It's on my own time. So, like, when I'm in school, I'm obviously not, like, working on it, but when I get out of school, I get phone calls, I have business meetings, and then I do traveling, so that takes away time, too, and... Yeah.
With school, how do you travel so much?
So I set up my schedule to only have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That way, like this week I'm going to Puebla, Mexico. So I will be flying Friday morning. I'm going to be there Saturday, Sunday, and then I'm flying back Monday morning. And it wouldn't interrupt my schedule. But I do have to, like, do my work ahead of time before I go. Because then that would, yeah, that would make me, how do I say it? Like, get behind on schoolwork.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you work on your own time and you have set hours that you open your office.
Mm-hmm.
But once you go home, you still get messages and it's still like you're working. When do you do your homework?
I do my homework when I come to my office. Usually there's like at least once a week there's like a slow day where like not that many customers come. So that gives me not enough time, but it gives me some time to work on my homework while I'm working. And then I try to go to school early, 1 hour earlier, to park, to get a good parking spot, and to, like, work on my homework before my first class starts. So I just, and then sometimes I stay up, like, at 3 a.m. doing homework. So, yeah, I just somehow find a way to work.
So you still always complete your homework and always turn in your assignments on time?
Most of the time. There was this one time, because it takes a while to adjust to, like, school and work. So in the very beginning of this semester, I totally forgot to turn in, quizzes for my online class. Because, like, Fridays are, like, my busy days, so it just slipped through my mind, like, to turn it in. So, but I learned from that. Now I know, like, hey, do your work before. You have to turn it in Friday. So, yeah.
Do you think sometimes your business gets in the way of your education?
Definitely. My parents are always pushing education first and my business comes second. But it does get hard, especially times where my business is really, like, growing and there's a lot of customers, a lot of orders. It gets really hard to put school first because I always say, oh, like, I could do that later, I could do that when I get home. But then when I get home, I'm tired, I just want to go to sleep. And it gets tough, and definitely sometimes I would have to admit business goes first instead of education. But I'm learning, so I'm trying to find a way to balance both.
So you mentioned that your business is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about putting some time off school to dedicate full time to your business? Because sometimes, like you said, your business comes first.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have so many, like, ideas and ways to grow my business, but it does dedicate more time that I don't have. So, yeah, I definitely have thought about maybe putting, like, a little pause on school, and then once, like, my business is stable and growing and I have people that can help me manage it, go back. But at the same time, I think to myself, like, I'm almost there. I think I'm a senior because of my credits. I don't know. I haven't checked. But I'm almost there. I just have, like, I think one more semester and then a year. So definitely I'm almost going to graduate. So I should just get it over with.
Do you feel the pressure to stay in school? You're a parent?
Yeah, definitely. My parents... I'm a first-generation college student, so which means, like, my parents are from Mexico. I have a younger sister. I'm the oldest, and I'm the first to graduate high school and to go to college. So they really stress the importance of education, and like I mentioned before, like, to them, education should always be first. So if I ever did decide to... like, pause on school, I definitely think my parents would not be supportive of that.
So now that we've talked about your struggles with owning a business, what do you think is the most rewarding part?
There's a lot. I know it's a lot of work, but there is a lot of rewards to it. For example, traveling. I love to travel. And with my business, it's kind of like an excuse to travel. Because when I go to Mexico, I travel to Mexico, but it's like I do like half vacation, like half business. So that's fun. And Another thing is I love working. So I work directly with artisans that make the clothes. There's other similar businesses that they buy it from, like, revenders. But I work directly with the people who make it. So I love supporting the talented people of Mexico and being able to pay them fairly because I know other people don't. And, yeah, I'm about to meet one of my artisans this weekend. So it's going to be rewarding to see them and to give them a little donation from what I've got, yeah.
Have you gotten any special opportunities from your business?
Yeah, so just recently, I think it was a month ago, I was invited to do a ad in a magazine, Latino Weekly. So we did a photo shoot for their magazine, and it was pretty cool. Through that, I've met so many, like, amazing people. Oh, and also, two weeks ago, I got interviewed also by, her name is Reina Cavazos. She does, like, a Facebook page called Café con Reina. So I got interviewed by her, which was pretty cool. And, I mean, yeah, there's, like, other stuff that, like, I get. I work with a lot of bloggers. Like, a lot of bloggers, like, reaching out to me and saying, like, hey, I love your stuff. Doing a collab, so I've collabed with a lot of bloggers, which is fun too.
So your business has allowed you to meet even more people involved in getting you exposure.
Yeah, definitely. I've met so many amazing people, and I've gotten close to a couple of them. I'm like a very shy person, but with this business, it's helped me like be more outgoing, and it's helped me meet amazing, get more friends. You know, it's helped me build like a community of people. So yeah.
So now you have a community of people, but how did you start your business and get that community to grow?
Mm-hmm. Like, how did I grow my...
Yeah, how did you grow your business?
Definitely social media, because I don't have a store, because with a store you are more visible to the public and people are just like, oh, let me stop by. My office is kind of hidden. So definitely social media has helped me grow. I think I'm good at, like, doing promotions. I do giveaways to, like, kind of get my name out. I collab with bloggers. Like, I give them a blouse, and then they, like, you know, they take a picture and put it on their Instagram, and then I get, like, more followers on my Facebook, and, yeah, just basically social media is what really helps my business grow.
You seem to really like your business. Do you see yourself working full-time after graduating college?
Yes. I don't even know if I'm gonna work in what I'm studying, to be honest, because this started off as like a hobby, like kind of get extra money to pay for, you know, college and gas and all that stuff. But it I don't know how or when, but it turned out to be like a successful business, and I love it. Like, it doesn't even feel like a job. So definitely after college, I wanna actually like have a store and maybe even more locations. So yeah, I definitely see myself doing this for a couple of years.
Since you started your business so young, did you ever encounter situations where people didn't believe in you?
Yeah, surprisingly, a lot of my family members were not the most supportive. Many of them were, like, my mom and my dad and my sister, they're like 100%, like, they helped me so much in my business, but some cousins and some aunts and uncles, well, not uncles, but aunts, they didn't believe in what I was doing, and they criticized me and my business and how I ran it a lot. But now they're seeing me successful, they kind of, like, you know, quieted down and kind of want to benefit from my business. But yeah, it's been hard. Especially being young, there's a lot of people that doubt you. They're like, oh, she's like, what does she know? She's like 18. But I'm definitely proving some people wrong. And yeah.
What's your advice to other people who want to begin a business?
I would just say, like, work hard and focus on your goals. Don't let any negativity from people or anyone around you stop you. Just give it your 110%, have a goal, and just do your best to reach it. Also, definitely do your research in what, like, let's say you want to start a boutique. Do your research on what license you have to get, what permits you have to get, how to start a website, how to charge with card, like, all that stuff. It seems like so many, like, small things, but they're honestly, like, they're very important. So definitely do your research before starting a business so you know what you're doing.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.